Oh my gosh, I think we're live. Today we're going to be joining forces to speak up and make something positive out of any kind of tough abuse situation. Our guest today is going to be coming on talking about that, about speaking up and becoming a business is even way, way, way more difficult than just speaking up alone. Many of you are stuck in the same old stories and patterns, feeling like there's no workaround to the things that have violated you in the past. Some of you have no idea where to even start making that step to switching those old patterns up. Most of you wonder, how in the world do I move past what's been offensive and do something with the knowledge that I now have? Oh my gosh, our guest today is a survivor of rape and domestic abuse. She is now on a mission to empower women on a global scale. No longer is she silent, no longer is she a victim. She is using her voice to make an impact and encourage others to do the same. Her mission and her vision is to build a virtual sanctuary, a safe haven for women. Oh my gosh, you guys, I cannot wait for you to meet her. We are live. Today is going to be fairly emotional packed, so grab some Kleenexes. You might want to grab a pencil too, because we're going to throw some tips out there. We are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics. Oh my gosh, every single one of us can relate to what we're talking about today at some level. We talk about pain points. Most of us have those as well. And we're going to talk about a lot of workarounds to those today. And we give you workarounds to those challenges that we face daily. This lady is full of tips and tricks and personal experience to those things. I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics, because most are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear and have settled for average. Nobody likes average. So I help them get past the tasks of staying and keeping goals, right? A lot of us make goals, but we don't actually get there and get them done. I help you plug gaping holes in your business and in your personal lives and take those dreams to reality. And bottom line, I provide executive level accountability so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves and you start excelling in your business, making money. Who are we talking to for the second time? She's a repeater on the show, Miss Tracy Osborne.
Hey.
Hi, girl.
I'm excited to be back.
Yeah. Like it's been, oh my gosh, it's been what, 7-8 months since you've been on the show?
Oh, at least.
At least. It seems like it was like last summer.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah.
It's been a while.
I know.
It's been a while. Time flies when you're busy.
You know, and busy's good.
It can be.
Especially though, like when you're so mission driven, right? Like you have a big mission, a big desire, a big goal, because it's moved past a dream for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's no longer a dream. The dream is to one day get some sleep again.
Right. Because now you're so busy.
Exactly.
I just want to point out, if any of our listeners are on another platform, because we're kind of on a few platforms, there's a link right above you in the feed. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here and say hi to us on the Erin Strayer Show, and we thank you for watching. So we're going to move forward here. We're going to just like talk a little bit about your mission, because you're so big on keeping the fact that you're a survivor kind of at the core of what you do, but you've taken that to become like, you've learned the lessons that you were supposed to learn from those situations, and you are now a thriver, right? You muted yourself. Oh, now you're unmuted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The cats are starting to fight in the background. I'm like, really?
No.
Now's the perfect time for a cat fight.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell me about that. Like the passion and the purpose there, right? Like,
my story, my story goes back to early childhood, like a lot of our stories do. My parents divorced when I was 5. I lived with my mom for a bit, but it was just too much for her to work and take care of a 5-year-old child. And so I was sent to live with my grandmother, who ended up being emotionally abusive. And from what I've heard from my cousins, there is some suspected physical abuse too that I've probably blocked out. I don't remember most of, my life, really. I've blocked out a lot of it. But I do remember growing up constantly being told I was stupid. Things I wanted to do was stupid, that I would never amount to anything, that my dreams of becoming a veterinarian or a marine biologist or whatever it was, I wasn't good enough for. Fast forward multiple years, many years, and on the night of my senior prom, I was sodomized by my boyfriend. We were living together. After prom night, we had gone home and were intimate or getting intimate, and he decided that his animalistic urges were going to take over and pin me down and rape me while I was screaming, crying, telling him to stop. And I didn't really remember for probably about 6 months afterwards. Then it really kind of started to come back. And it wasn't until several years later that I actually remembered it was on prom night. We split up, of course. And it was still that same year. I was out hanging out with some guy friends that I knew from work. And we were at a casino. They were buying me drinks. I was 18, 19 at the time. Buying me drinks. We took the party back to their apartment. And I blacked out. And I woke up the next morning fully clothed, but it was obvious that something had happened.
Sure.
So that was assault number two. Assault number three happened when I was pregnant with my second child. I was dating somebody, and he came home drunk one night and wanted to have sex, and I said, I don't think so. Not tonight. So he tried to take my underwear off, and I was fighting him and he wouldn't let go. So I punched him in the head and he picked me up off the ground. Mind you, I was, 4 months pregnant at the time, and he threw me onto the floor, and I called the cops on that one. I didn't report the other two, but I did call the cops on him. And after the cops came and took my statement, he had run off. They'd never found him. But after they took my statement, the cop said, well, you shouldn't have punched him. So I guess I should have just let him have his way. I don't know, So those were, the three sexual assaults, and then multiple domestic abuse relationships followed that. And so because of that history and everything that I went through with that, I realized one day that, number one, it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my fault. None of it. And number two, I wasn't going to keep quiet. I've never been the kind of person to keep quiet, to keep secrets, to be a private person. I've always been the kind that's outgoing, that has talked too much, that has told too much. And so I decided, you know what? I need to start talking, and I need to start telling my story. And the more I talked about it, the more I wrote about it, the more healing I got, the more I remembered too. But the more lives I touched. And that was the important part. When women started coming out and saying, oh my gosh, I heard you on your podcast. You could have been telling my story. I need to talk to somebody and tell somebody my story. Can we talk, can I tell you my story? And we'd get on the phone and I would just let them tell me. Nothing would come out of it, but they just needed to tell somebody and get it out. And that really fueled my passion and my vision for Daring Woman.
Yeah. So like, I think so many of us, I know we have quite a few people watching on our watch party right now too. I know that so many of us can relate to those stories, whether we want to admit it or not, right? That's our own path and our own journey. And I think the power of what you have done, Tracy, is that one, you didn't keep quiet, and two, you've allowed those of us to have a safe haven, right, to go. So you mentioned starting Daring Woman, and this, let's talk about this. So this Daring Woman is more than just a movement for you. It's more than just, it's your business.
It's my business. It's my business. It's my heart passion. It's something that's been calling me and tugging at me for several years, and I've ignored it. I was busy surviving, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, just trying to make a go of things with my virtual assistant company. And, you know, that was my bread and butter. I was making good money with that. Why in the world would I throw that away to work on something else, you know? And, one day I woke up and I said, I'm tired of sending out everybody else's newsletters and doing all this other stuff for other people. It's time that I start fulfilling my needs, my dreams, my passions. And so, you know, going with what I always do, that's exactly what I did. And I sat down, I thought of a name, and I created a website.
So I just want to point something out here that you, very much like me, like I stepped away from my job without a safety net also, right? Mm-hmm. Like I stepped away from my fabulous medical career without a safety net because I had a desire and I had a passion. And I think that there's a difference, you know, the passion drives the purpose, right?
Like, for real, yeah.
Massively drives the purpose. So now you have a purpose, right? Like because of the passion that you have created and the affirmation, the validation, right, from these other women that have come forward and said thank you for providing that space and that safety for me to share, thank you for this platform really to talk.
Yeah,
that the passion that you've had for that now fuels the purpose. Mm-hmm. And that purpose is your Daring Women. So let's, like, I know that you have this massive summit coming up. Like I want to talk for a second about, like every single one of us is different. Like,
oh, yeah.
how does that come into play when you're talking to these women? And really, like, I want people to know that you have a magazine and you have a podcast and you have all these other amazing things, right? Like,
yeah. We can talk about that stuff later.
We can talk about that. They can reach out and find you.
With sure. I want to
talk about, like, you know, really embracing those differences and what that looks like and, you know, taking that forward from there.
Okay. So yeah, we are all different. Every single one of us, we have different experiences. We have different thoughts, beliefs, passions, loves, hates, you know, it's not a cookie cutter. We're not cookie cutter people. And our stories are not cookie cutter either. There might be parts that are similar. There might be parts of somebody's story that's similar to parts of mine. And there might be parts of somebody's story that's similar to somebody else's. But the actual experiences, the emotions, the traumas, you know, everything we have felt are unique to us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the first thing that we have to realize is that we can't compare ourselves to other people. And I was just talking with on one of my podcast episodes, actually, we were talking about comparisonitis. Yeah. And the imposter syndrome and perfectionism. And we're so wrapped up in, well, you know, my trauma was this, you know, so, and then we try to one up each other on how bad our traumas were, right? Well, you can't do that because it's just, nobody's is going to be exactly the same. So you have to just own your experiences and own your past for what it is. And that's yours. Good, bad, indifferent. It's yours. You know, the other thing is that it's okay it's okay for whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through. If you have a day and you're feeling hate, you're feeling anger, you're feeling sad, you're feeling amazing, whatever it is that you're feeling, it's okay. And nobody has the right to tell you otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, that's a flip, because for so long as kids, you know, we're told what to think, how to feel, where to sit, mm-hmm. how to sit, right? And like, we don't realize mm-hmm. we have our own opinions, and we don't realize that our feelings are valid, even though they're different than yours. And my experience is as yeah. important.
We're given our opinions.
Yeah. Right. We're totally yeah. given our opinions. And I think that that's super important. What you just said, as far as, you know, really realizing that we have them, and they're all different, and they're all
okay.
They're all okay. Yeah. One's yeah. not right and one's not wrong. They're all they just are. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I always tell people is that everybody has the right to their own beliefs and their own opinions. Mm-hmm. What they don't have a right to is forcing those beliefs and opinions upon others, no matter what the topic is, you know? Mm. And so when I get into a heated discussion with somebody, you know, I will tell them, look, I respect your opinion. I respect the fact that you have the right to your opinion, but let me tell you what, so do I. Yeah. And you don't have the right to force your opinion onto me, you know? And they're like, oh yeah, you're right. So, you know, just remember that nobody has the right to force their thoughts, their beliefs, their opinions on you. Yeah. And the problem we run into, especially in domestic abuse situations, is that our controller wants to do just that.
Mm.
You know, if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Right. Or I'll ask.
Yeah. No, otherwise, they won't ask. They'll just tell you what your opinion is going to be, you know, because they're controlling. They want to control every aspect of you.
Sure.
And, you know, and that's just the narcissist in them.
Sure. So with your people that come to you, because now you do quite a bit of support, and you do a lot of coaching counseling is not the right word, but that's in essence what you do. But, you know, we can't really put that word on it.
Yeah. No, I'm not licensed in anything but anything. Driving.
You have a driver's license.
I have a driver's license. Yeah. And a library card.
Nice. You know, there comes a point when there's a shift, because you weren't able to be in this place that you're in now, where you are creating this movement, and you are part of this. You've developed a business around this, and this daring woman is all around standing out, right? It's becoming a thriver. But there had to be a shift in you mm-hmm. for that to happen. What happened for you?
I had to stop playing victim. And that was the biggest thing, was I had to realize that I am not a victim of my past, mm-hmm. that I am, what is the word I want? I'm not sure what the word is that I'm looking for, but you know, I'm not the victim. I'm the consequence, I guess. That what those people did to me is their fault.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask for it. I didn't do anything to antagonize it. You know, just because I was living with, Red when he, you know, when he raped me, and we were in the middle of having sex anyway, that still doesn't give him the right to do what he did, because I said no.
Sure.
And that's the important part, is I said no, and he continued. So that's on him. Sure. That's something that he is going to have to live with, because I did confront him about 7-8 years ago, and I did say something to him about that. And he was like, oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
So now that's something he has to live with.
So when you've decided, it seems like there was a pivotal moment where you had to forgive, where you had to move past, where you had to say, I'm a victim, but I'm not going to be a victim forever. Like, what was the powerful moment there for you?
I don't know that there was any one given moment. I think it was just kind of snowballing and just kind of, you know, pushing up like this big tidal wave was forming of this healing and this acceptance of, okay, this is what happened. And, you know, what are we going to do with it? We can either wallow in grief for the rest of our lives and deal with all of the emotional baggage, or we can make something good of it. And so it just kind of kept pushing and pushing until, I guess, you know, one day back in 2017, I was like, okay, I'm tired of having you nagging in the back of my head. So let's listen. Let's work this thing out. What is it that you're trying to tell me, self? And that's kind of what it was that, you know, I'm not a victim. I never was a victim. I was always a survivor. And now I am a thriver because, you know, victim is the mentality that, or it's kind of the state of when it's happening. So I guess in a way I was a victim because I was a victim during the events, right? But then after it was over, it was okay. Well, now I'm a survivor. And a survivor, that stage lasts until you have been able to forgive yourself. Because there's a lot of emotion, a lot of guilt, a lot of self-blame that comes along with any kind of trauma, you know, most traumas. So you have to forgive yourself. You don't necessarily have to forgive the other people. Some people choose to, and that's fantastic if you can. But you definitely have to forgive yourself. And as you start moving past that or through that healing, then you're moving into a life of thriverhood where you can say, okay, this has happened to me. I am who I am today because of it. What can I learn from it? What can I do with this? How can I help this, you know, help others? And that's where using your voice, the power of voice, comes in. Because by sharing our stories, we are letting everybody else know that A, they're not alone, and that there is hope.
And it's so empowering once you've moved through, that.
I lost sound.
You lost sound, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
I can see your mouth moving.
Can you
my sign language is rusty.
Can you hear me? Did it come back in?
Oh, I know why. Hang on.
You got your volume down?
My microphone died.
Oh.
So I'm using my computer mic.
Battery. Can you hear me?
One second. Gotta love technology.
Love it.
Forgive the boob shot that y'all are about to get.
Well, she's like adjusting her mic.
There we go. I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Yay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. My microphone died. I didn't power it up or I didn't charge it. So
tech issues.
Luckily we have backups.
Yeah, so the empowerment that comes and the power of self that comes once we've forgiven ourselves from those issues, and the power of being able to acknowledge and let go and move forward. Like just give me like a little rundown of what life looks like now. Like your business, I mean, just like nutshell your business.
Sure. So, you know, life now is chaotic because I'm addicted to chaos. And that is something that we do talk about in my summit that we'll talk about later. But, you know, my life now is what can I do? How can I help others? I've always been that kind of a person, you know, how can I help you? And this is more of a, how can I help you heal? How can I help you move past your past? And how can I help you find that voice again, that fire, that passion that's inside you? And how can we let it out and show the world? So that's kind of what my life is like now. And for those who are just, they don't have their voice, they can't find their voice yet, then I'm their voice. Yeah. You know, I'm the one that's going to step up and say, hey, you know, this is not okay. You can't treat them like that. You can't do this. We won't tolerate inequality. We won't tolerate bullying. We won't tolerate, you know, gender-based violence anymore. We're not going to tolerate this stuff. So for those who can't speak, I speak for them.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And your podcast, your magazine, your all of the stuff that you do is all under the Daring Woman, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all under the Daring Woman umbrella.
Yeah. And you guys seriously need to go check that out. But I want to move into your summit that you have rolling right now, which is Be a Thriver Summit. And this is a summit that you've put together of how many women that are telling?
We have 18 women who have come together.
Yeah.
Yeah. To share their experience of moving from trauma to victim, to survivor, to thriver. You know, in a lot of different stories, some of it's health related. Some of it has to do with having babies. Some of it's, you know, rape and domestic abuse or child abuse, child molestation. I mean, it just kind of runs the gamut. We have a lot of different experiences. But the one thing that we all kind of have in common is that our healing was highly dependent upon telling our stories.
I just got goosies all over me. And I'm just telling you, I know personally, I think I know four of the ladies on your summit, and they are ridiculously successful now. They have all of the four that I know have taken their stories and are using them to propel them forward. Not maybe not 100% in their business, but because they found, their voice and the experience and the lessons that they learned coming through those experiences to their now is just so huge. And I like when I saw the lineup of your summit, I was like, holy catfish, like ridiculous, the brilliance, the successfulness, the presence of these people. There's so many of them that are massive influencers in the marketplace right now. They are very, very much seen out in the world. And I am like my face hurt when I saw your graphic come up with the women, and I'm like, I know her. And I'm like, wow.
Hey, I know these people. Yay.
I know these, you know, but also it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
They have a story.
Yeah.
And
we all have a story. You know, that's just it. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something in their past that has helped to shape and define who they are today.
Of course.
And it may not be traumatic. And if it's not fantastic, good for you. But there is something that has happened in your past that, you know, you've had to overcome.
Yeah.
Everybody has it.
Yeah.
Nobody's immune.
The key is, right, that they have made something of themselves and gone forward.
Right. I mean, now, you know, let's be clear, though. I'm not coming on here to say, okay, you had XYZ happen to you. You now have to go out and become a speaker, and you have to write a book, and you have to tell everybody what's going on. That is not what I'm saying when I'm saying share your story. I am saying you need to be empowered enough to be okay with telling a friend or a family member or a support group or, you know, whoever, you know, your priest or pastor, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You need a therapist. You've got to tell somebody, because if you bottle it in, if you keep it inside and you never tell anybody, then it's going to fester and it's just going to become toxic with inside you. So you have to get that story out. You can even just, you know, write it down, write it on a piece of paper, burn it, whatever, but you've got to get it out.
Yeah.
So when I'm saying you've got to tell your story, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to become a public speaker like those of us on the summit have chosen to do. I'm just saying you've got to get it out of inside you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know I know I got the link on the screen for the people. I will drop it in the feed here also. How is this delivered? Tell me about this, how this summit works.
So it is a 3-day summit. It is totally free, no cost, no travel. You just go and you register. We start on Tuesday and you will get the link to the page that has all the stuff, all the videos. And then each day we have like 6 people each day. And so on day 1, those videos will become available. On day 2, those videos will become available. You have 48 hours to watch them. They're about 20, 30 minutes a piece. So you've got plenty of time to watch and listen to these incredible women. Oh my gosh. The stuff that these women have gone through and are doing today is just amazing.
It's mind blowing, isn't it? Like,
it is, absolutely. I mean, you know, female genital mutilation, multiple, you know, child abuse, multiple child molestation, sex trafficking, you know, alcoholism. We've got several alcoholisms. Having, you know, a major accident, having a stroke at age 26, almost losing your babies. You know, just these women have just gone through hell and they are thriving today.
I got goosies all over me because I'm so inspired by these women, right? Like it just lights me up to know that, right? Like that they have chosen to step across that line and, you know, they've forgiven themselves. They've chosen to be empowered and to empower other people, whatever that looks like in their lives now, right? Like just like you making the platforms, doing your magazine, doing your coaching that you do. You have a huge event coming up that you're planning in October, right? Like that's all about this. And it's like the mission, the passion has become the purpose with a mission. And I just think it is amazing. And I love that we in some point at some small little portion can help and support and get the word out there. I mean, we have a lot of people watching right now on the watch party that's going on. And you know, just being able to get it in front of eyeballs and to, if one person has touched and changed and said, oh my gosh, if they can do it, I can do it.
Then I've done my job. That's, you know, that's my goal with everything that I'm doing with the website, with the Facebook group, with the blog, I mean, the podcast, the magazine, everything that I'm doing. And there's a lot, and there's a lot more coming. It's all with one goal in mind. And that is to just reach out and help that one woman who's out there, who's feeling lost and alone and needs to know that she's not alone and that she's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, my mission is to find her and for her to hear from not just me, but from all of our contributors, because I can't do this alone, right? Right. I, you know, I'm just one person with one story. And so to find that woman so that she can hear from all these other women, you're not alone. We're here for you and we're here to help you. That's my job. That's my mission. That's my passion.
Yeah. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. So people can find you, the summit on this link, the beathriversummit.com.
Yep.
They can go and register. It's free. It's a 3-day event. It all gets delivered via email, correct?
Yep. Email. Yeah.
Yep. So that's all they got to do. It's free. You guys are going to be seriously like moved to tears and then probably like smiling and laughing. Yeah. When you're done.
Yeah. Make sure you bring tissue. There's a few moments where we get choked up. You know, I mean, these are emotional stories to not only tell, but to listen to. So, you know, yeah, we get a little choked up, a little teary eyed in some spots. And we have a little bit of fun on there too, but you know, as much fun as you can have with this kind of a topic.
Right.
But yeah, it has been amazing. It has been more than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can't wait to do the next one, because this is an event that I'm going to do multiple times a year.
Yeah.
With different speakers.
What is your, this might be like an off question, but what out of doing and putting together this summit, what has been your biggest takeaway? I mean, I know it's not launched and that people can't get access to it till Monday, but what, as the facilitator and the coordinator and making the connections and the reach outs and mm-hmm. conducting the interviews and hearing all the stories, What is your number one takeaway from this experience right here?
That I'm completely insane because I did all this by myself. I didn't really have a team for this other than my graphic designer. No, but that's my background, so it was easy for me to do. No, my number one takeaway is I think that women want to tell their stories. We don't want to stay quiet anymore. And, you know, we're coming into a new age, and it's the age of the woman. And it's an era where we're done. We're done with oppression. We're done with being looked down upon as the weaker species, the weaker gender, whatever. You know, we're ready to get our strength back. And these women, they want to help. We're done with the catty high school BS. We want to band together. And that's what the movement is about. It's banding together to lift one another up mm-hmm. because nobody can do anything alone. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a movement to make change. And I think, you know, just doing this and listening to these women, oh my gosh, it has just been phenomenal. The other big takeaway that I really got from everybody is that for healing, I mentioned once about your voice, but journaling and writing has been very, very powerful tool for pretty much all of them. They've pretty much all said the same thing, was that writing and just journaling, just even if it's just whatever pops into your head, you're getting it down on paper. That has been a huge tool in their healing process.
Wow. Wow. All right, people, get yourself a journal. Sharpen your pencil.
Yeah. Put it on paper. If you're like me, just get an electronic journal, because I don't write. I write like a doctor.
You scribble?
I do. I scribble. I scrawl. Scrawl. My husband will look at me like, what did you say? What does that say? Hey. Just toilet paper. Here. He's like, okay, if you say so. And then there's time to go, what did I write? What is that? What do we need to get?
That's awesome. That's yeah. awesome. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite app or something that you use for your?
I tend to use Notepad a lot, when I'm scribbling stuff. I use Notepad and then I'll copy it into a Word doc or something so I can save it. But, so Notepad, Word, there are some digital journal apps out there that are protected so that and encrypted so that people can't hack into them, you mm-hmm. know, so that your thoughts are private. So there are those out there.
Sure.
For me, it's, you know, I know nobody's going to get into my files on my computer, so I just Word docs.
Yeah.
And then there's also Google has the notes section in your Gmail, and you can actually download that app onto your phone. I've done it with tasks as well. So when a thought hits me and I'm out somewhere, I can just pop that into a note and it goes right into my Gmail account.
Do you just talk into it?
No, I type into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure you could talk into it.
Yeah. Cause I think Google actually has a talking like voice app for notes too.
Yeah.
I don't, sure they do. I haven't used it yet, but yeah, Anyways, yeah. Any way you cut it, get it out though, right?
Yeah,
like just exactly. Get your thoughts out, get them on paper when yeah. it comes, when it yep. bites you down, do it. Awesome. You guys, we have been talking with the amazing Tracy Osborne, owner of The Daring Woman. It is a magazine, a podcast, a website, a movement that she has developed and is her become her number one passion, mission, purpose in that order in life. She's put together an amazing summit with 18 spectacular speakers. This is free. It's called beathriversummit.com. Go there, grab your free little, just sign up for it. It'll start getting delivered Monday in your email.
Tuesday.
Next week. It'll come next
week.
It'll
be next week sometime.
It starts next week. It's 3 days. You guys, seriously, these women's stories will rock your world and lead you and see what they do now with what happened to them in the past. And it's really, really inspiring. It's encouraging. It's moving to the core. Grab your Kleenex, just like Tracy said, and like just hunker down and listen to those stories and then get to choose. Yeah. So
yeah,
it's awesome. It's awesome. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us. You got any parting words for our people before we go?
Oh my goodness. You know what? Just be daring. Be you, be daring. That's it.
I love it. I love it. You guys, thanks so much for joining us on the Erin Strayer Show. This is where we talk to amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently, forming movements, making things happen, changing the world, just like Tracy Osborne. Thank you so much for being here with us wherever platform you are on. And Tracy, thank you so much for your time. I love what you're doing. And thanks for letting us be a part of that with you. So we'll see you right back here, everybody. Take care.